You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report. Jeremy, you always like to tell jokes about Capri Sun.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about the recall?
No, I didn't. Tell me about it, because we have some in our fridge.
Well, you better check it. They're okay. Issuing a voluntary recall of select wild cherry flavor only.
That's so it's just the best that flavor. One.
Okay. Capri Sun juice drinks. They're recalling about 5,700 cases. Oh. Because it's possible they might be contaminated with a diluted cleaning solution.
Oh, my God.
Which
really?
Accidentally got into the production line there at one of their factories.
Somebody knock it over into the vat of wild cherry?
Well, the funny thing is the company didn't discover the problem until they started getting complaints from people about the taste. People are like, this has got a weird aftertaste. It tastes like Mr. Clean.
It tastes like Pine Sol. Oh, that's not good.
It's the wild cherry flavor only, and it has to come from a certain batch and a certain
right.
date and blah, blah,
I'll
blah.
I'll look this up, though, because we do have some of that. You know, it's school lunchtime, so.
Yeah, you can do an, anyone who's listening can do an easy Google search to see if yours fits there. And if it does, you just go to the store and they will recall it.
Poor Capri
Suns. No problem.
Remember a few years ago, they were having that issue where some of them were coming out and they were all moldy inside.
Oh, I don't
remember
that.
So people were jabbing their straws in and sucking it down, and they're like, this tastes funny. And they were opening them up, and it was, like, moldy inside. And you're like, oh, my God.
I mean, isn't it, though, a rite of passage for kids? I mean, even my son I raised, and he had a Capri Sun in his hand.
And they're the worst, you know, because you can't always get that straw into it, so you're squeezing it with your left hand, and you're jabbing that straw in, and then it finally goes in, and it goes, squirts across the, you know, the lunchroom table.
Yes and yes. And as a kid, you also try to get every last drop of it out. So you...
Yeah, you're just rolling it, you know. Oh, good times.
A large metal object dropped out of the sky near the Capitol building in the great state of Maine. I was born in Maine. I'm a maniac.
What was it?
It dropped out of the sky, Jeremy, near the Capitol building there on Friday. It weighed 6 or 7 pounds. Some were quick to cry. It's part of a UFO. No, it's not. But this is not a good answer either. Authorities say it looks like part of an airliner that fell off
as
it passed over Augusta, Maine. Fell about 30,000 feet. That's not any more comforting than it being part of a UFO.
Probably from one of those value airlines.
And especially if you're on the plane.
Yeah.
You don't want to know that parts are falling off.
Did you hear something clunk? No, I didn't hear anything. Just keep going.
Man, I'm on a plane again on Friday, so I'm just...
Be careful.
I might ask the flight attendants as I'm getting on. Have the pilots walked around and checked?
Yeah. Is everything glued on?
If you're one of those people who's been patiently waiting for author George R.R. Martin to finish his Game of Thrones saga, well, here's an update that you probably don't want to hear. The current book he's been working on, has it been 10 years now? I want to say
it's been forever. Yeah.
It's been at least 8 or 10 years. And he says, quote, I'm making progress, but I've given up on any hope of predicting the end. Every time I do, meaning the deadline, I don't make it. And everybody gets mad at me. It'll be done when it's done.
Yeah. So he's saying, just leave me alone.
Yeah. So he keeps making predictions. All right, I'll be done sometime next year. And then next year rolls around and he hasn't finished. I got to know personally, as someone who writes novels, I'd like to know what's going on that's keeping him from being able to finish.
Well, he wants it to be really good. I mean, it's a series where there's a lot riding on it. He's got a lot
but
to live
listen.
Up to.
Listen,
or he's just bored with it.
Taking that as a possibility.
He's bored.
Taking that long does not ensure that it's going to be good. If anything, it might ensure that it's going to be worse because
he's overthinking it, basically.
Everything.
He's bored then. Let's go with that. He's like, I'm sick of this.
Dude, that's entirely possible. You know, and the TV show went ahead and just finished it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They got tired of waiting for him. So maybe I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. And then the last thing I've got is about Robert De Niro. You know how I bitch about how they have the same, you know, 8 actors playing every role in Hollywood?
Don't get him started on Tom Hanks, you guys. Don't get him started. Don't
bless
get
his
him
heart.
Started.
Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of actors, and they can't get jobs while the same 5 people just make every movie. Now, here's the epitome of that. They're making a new gangster-type movie. Robert De Niro is not only going to play one of the gangsters in the movie, he's going to play two different gangsters in the movie.
This is perfect
for him.
He's
going to play both parts.
This is all he does.
Come on! We have thousands of actors who are terrific and could use the work, and we've got to give the same roles to the same guys over and over again.
That's goofy. Huh.
This is based on real-life mobsters, by the way. Ooh. One who tries to have the other one killed. So basically, in the movie, he's going to be trying to kill himself.
All right. You know, it might be good. I don't know. I like Robert De Niro, though.
Well, yes, I used to like Robert De Niro, too. But hey, move aside and let someone else at least have one of the roles. Can
right,
we do that?
Right.
Crazy. What else is trending?
Well, just a real quick shout out. We've been doing this the past couple weeks to the 30,000 kids heading back to Boulder schools today.
Oh, Boulder Valley, back
Boulder's at it. Back at it, packing your little all-organic lunchboxes today and heading off to school. So go have some fun. Go learn
I'll
something,
I bet they're
kiddos.
Not taking Capri Suns
no,
to the
school,
they
are not. They? No, they are not. Here's some big news popped yesterday. The Girl Scouts unveiled their newest cookie coming out. It's a raspberry version of their Thin Mints, minus the mint part. This is kind of a weird way to market this, but they're called Raspberry Rallies. They're billing it as a sister cookie to Thin Mints. So they kind of look the same on the outside, but once you crack them open, it's bright pink in there, and it tastes like raspberries. What do you think, Dom? You want to eat that?
I'd try it.
I think I'd try it, too.
I'd try it.
They're going to be coming out in January. And if you go to their website, there's a little countdown clock for the Raspberry Rallies.
Listen, I'm just going to give you a heads up about something, okay? Because you and I have a lot of fun poking fun in good natured, good spirit,
yeah,
poking fun at Girl Scout cookies.
They're crap.
I'm just giving you a heads up. I got to be a little bit more careful personally. Because the Girl Scouts have become one of my son's biggest clients.
Oh, okay. So you got to be careful.
So I got to be careful about poking.
Well, I don't
fun
have to.
You can say anything you want, although that might taint me as
I
well.
I guarantee you these cookies are not going to taste very good.
That's like probably his biggest client right now.
Oh, well, that's good.
Girl Scouts of America.
Yeah, so you better
tiptoe. I should check to see if I get free cookies out of the deal, though.
You should. Maybe that's how he's getting paid.
Wouldn't that be funny?
He's got so many cookies in his freezer.
Work it into the contract. All right.
Mariah Carey is trending this morning. I guess she is trying to trademark the phrase Queen of Christmas. But there is some Christmas singer out there named Elizabeth Chan who is trying to stop her. She's saying basically that no one person should hold on to anything around Christmas or monopolize it the way that Mariah Carey is seeking to.
I agree.
Oddly enough, this Elizabeth singer does have an album called Queen of Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if she's trying to just kind of hold on to that or she's trying
There's
to get some free
singer
publicity.
Too, that says she's been using it for 50 years.
Yeah. And then on top of this, you know, the trademark, then that kind of gives Mariah Carey the opportunity to put that on any sort of products, you know, mm-hmm. like clothing and liquor or a dog collar or anything like that. You can't make a sweater and sell it online that says Queen of Christmas or give one to your, you know, mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey will sue you.
I kind of hope they turn her down on this request. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, it's probably not. So anyway.
Money talks though, buddy. Mariah's got a lot of money.
She's got a lot and, you know, she's very successful with her Christmas music. So it might happen. And I'm looking
might
at
be
the
some
calendar.
Kickbacks going to the trademark office.
Like, when do you think that stupid song of hers is going to start? We probably got another month or so.
Hold on, I'll put it on right now.
It's so funny because you can watch the music charts. People post this every year where people are watching the charts and you see that slow tick up for Mariah Carey starting in like late September. That what is the name of that song? All I Want for Christmas?
All I Want for Christmas is
Do you have it? There you go. Oh, that's not it. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, this is with Justin Bieber.
Oh, God. I hate this. Oh!
This one song.
Yes, she is.
Crazy.
And now Bieber's part of it? When does Bieber come in? Or was he just the...
He was paid to do the. Radio station down the dial is going to lose their
mind. I know.
Right,
Queasy is freaking out.
They're like, oh, we're going to start playing our Christmas music.
No.
Mix has already started. It's only August.
Quick,
hurry
start
up.
Ours. Here's a story coming out this morning that Dom and I are calling BS on. This story says, over the course of your lifetime, you think about this. How many email addresses do you think you'll have? And I was trying to add up mine, you know, fairly quickly. I've had maybe 10, if that. Of course, this includes your first email, maybe, you know, ones at work, schools, side hustles, yada, yada, yada. This story found that the average person will have 126 different emails over the course of your lifetime. Doesn't that seem crazy high?
Yeah,
that's crazy high.
Saying that, you know, because of all the work emails and stuff like that. But even that, the average American...
Some of the like the fake ones or the dummy accounts, I guess. I mean, that you kind of make up from time to time. I don't know. 126 still seems so high.
I don't know.
You're against it? You don't believe it? You're against it? All right. Let's do our clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is a crazy story this morning. This 99-year-old great-grandmother just met her 100th great-grandchild.
Wow.
She has 11 kids, 56 grandchildren, and 100 great-grandkids.
Wow.
That family likes to have the relations, don't they?
You know what? I could say something based on my own family.
Whoa.
But I won't.
They get freaky deaky, don't they? Anyway, it's a crazy story. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.